This recording is from the British Council.
Jean, hi.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good, good.
Wait a second. I'm not calling you in Canada, right? You're back now, aren't you?
Yeah, I got back 2 days ago.
Oh, good. Phew. Because I wouldn't want to be calling you long distance without realising it and suddenly...
You spent a fortune on a long distance call. No, I know, it's okay. I actually wouldn't answer the phone while I was over there if I saw the call was coming from England. But no worries, we're in the same country now.
Yeah. So, how was the trip? Did you meet your long-lost uncle?
I did, actually. It was very good. I flew to Toronto and stayed there for a few days. At first, I was really worried about my accommodation because I kept reading these appalling stories about rental flats going all wrong.
Oh, was it one of those?
Yeah.
My friend had a disastrous experience in Barcelona with one of them. The place didn't look anything like the photos, and all the neighbours hated that there was a holiday flat in their building. Awkward situation. Ugh.
Right. So, as I was saying, I was really worried because I heard these stories. And at first, I couldn't find the place. Turns out, I was in the wrong building. It was next door and on the top floor. And wow, Jean, this place was fabulous. Really spacious with these floor-to-ceiling windows and the most scenic views of the city. I could see the lake and the whole city skyline and skyscrapers from my bedroom. I had to pinch myself to prove I wasn't dreaming.
Sounds pretty cool. So, what's it like? The city, I mean. I've always wanted to go to Canada.
It's nice. I mean, it's another big, vibrant, modern city, but it's really clean and there's lots of parks. One of the things I liked was the multiculturalism. We visited Chinatown, Little Italy, Greek Town, Little India. I can't remember the others, but it was sort of a new area every 3 or 4 blocks, you know?
Hey, is it true that there's a whole part of the city that's underground? I read that somewhere about Toronto, or saw it on some TV show.
It's true. I asked about that. They call it the Path. There's like almost 30 kilometres of restaurants, shops, cinemas and stuff, all underground, in the middle of the downtown area.
Amazing.
Yeah, but actually once you're down there, it's not that noticeable. There's actually a lot of natural light. I forgot we were underground. It's mostly useful to get out of the cold weather.
What temperature was it while you were there?
It was still only November, but it was getting cold. We had at least a day where it was less than zero. My uncle told me that in January and February, it can go down to 20 below zero.
Oh, wow. I think I'd die.
Yeah, and the worst thing was what they call the wind chill factor. So they say the temperature is 0 degrees, but -8 with the wind chill. So it feels like -8. And my uncle said the wind chill factor can go down to -40.
Stop it. You're making me feel cold just thinking about it. So how was meeting your uncle, the famous Uncle George?
That was great too. He lives outside of Toronto in a cottage by a lake. Really tranquil and unspoiled nature.
I'm dying to see photos. You want to meet up soon, or are you too jet-lagged still?
Yeah, I'm actually free tomorrow if you like.
This recording is from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.